You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So news just in that Teresa Hines Carey, wife of Secretary of State John Kerry, has been upgraded to an improved and fair condition. She had apparently been on vacation, okay, and had been rushed from Nantucket to Boston on Sunday after suffering a medical event that has not yet been explained or revealed. She had been in critical condition. It was pretty scary. Then she had been upgraded to stable condition yesterday and now fair. And we aren't sure why. Apparently she had fallen ill, is currently undergoing further evaluation. And, you know, we're, our hopes and prayers are with her that she makes a speedy recovery. Now, we do know that she was a survivor of breast cancer, back in 2009, had undergone surgery and radiation treatments, etc. She was very public about that. Now, you know, does she deserve privacy now? Of course she does. Okay, I mean, you know, she's not a public official, and we've talked about this. You know, do public officials have the duty to tell us what their health care issues are? That's always a fun subject to talk about because, you know, there's always debate on that. But in this particular case, you know, I think she does have a right to her privacy. Kind of blows my mind how something like this is kept so quiet and top secret and how successful they've been able to keep this top secret. Yet when it happens to a movie star, right? I mean, you find out about it before they're even discharged from the hospital. I mean, anything, a bad period, a migraine, STD check, everybody finds out about it. I gotta tell you, I mean, what does the Secretary of State have in play to protect, you know, to be able to, you know, keep everybody quiet? I mean, that's what they should. I mean, hospital workers should. Nobody should be texting. Nobody should be Facebooking. Okay? I mean, when you are in the healthcare industry, you're supposed to be quiet. Okay? You respect the patient's privacy. I'm not confused by how this is so much quiet. This is the way it should be. It should be airtight. When you go to a hospital, when you go to a medical facility and you have any issues, it should be airtight. Yet when Jean-Claude Van Damme checked into rehab, everybody knew about it, right? How? Why? Where is the breakdown? And how come movie stars don't have the same privacy with their medical issues that our wives of politicians do? Now, I understand she herself, she's a part of the Hines family, so I understand that she's a bigwig herself. But what's happening with her is exactly what should happen. It should be quiet. Okay, she should have privacy. She should be able to be protected by that privacy. Absolutely. It just, the rest of us don't appear to, you know, appear to have that same protection like we should. Doctors stay quiet. Nurses stay quiet. Just something happens. There's some breakdown of something. And I don't know why. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Last year we had discussed politicians and their medical issues. Actually, we discussed it with Hillary Clinton, having suffered her fainting with the possible salmonella poisoning or something she had, and then she had a blood clot to the brain. When it comes to politicians and people running our country, all right, should we know their medical issues? Right? And should we know all of them? Do we have a right to? If they are representing us, do we have a right to? Now, for the most part, we've said no. And we've let our presidents and we've let our legislators have their privacy, which I think we should. I think everybody has a right. If somebody gets, you know, a rip-roaring case of the herpes or gonorrhea or the flu or pneumonia, okay, I don't think the country needs to be worried. All right, I don't think the country needs to panic, okay? You know, if anything happens to the president, God forbid, or the legislator, then make the announcement. But people have illnesses all the time. I don't think there's any need for panic. But what if it's a mental condition? What if it's a mental illness? Do we have the right to know? All right? If somebody is suffering from suicidal thoughts, do we have the right to know? Now, have presidents in the past had mental issues? I'm sure many of us will agree that they have. We do know that a couple of our presidents, including Abraham Lincoln, Calvin Coolidge, lost family members, lost sons while they were in office. All right. Would that mean they were too depressed? Could they have been suicidal? Could they have been in the deepest funk where they couldn't run the country? From what I understand, when Calvin Coolidge, I guess, was going through his loss, and I hope I'm not, or I hope I'm not, messing up the history on this one. The wife was very active with FDR. Eleanor was extremely active. You know, they hit FDR's polio as long as they could. But nowadays with TV, you really can't hide a lot. Right? I mean, look at President Reagan. He was shot and he comes out of the hospital in a robe. You know, like a cowboy, looking as tough as he can. That was so important for the country to see and for the world to see that not only was this guy shot, but he was days later out of the hospital and able to still do what he needed to do. And, you know, public perception is extremely important. So I don't know if we'll ever finish the debate on whether our public officials should have their medical conditions kept quiet or not. Do we as constituents have a right to know if somebody is incapacitated or unable to do their job? One of you had brought up that movie Days last year where the actor Kevin, I'm sorry, I know I should know his name, it's at the tip of my tongue, but, you know, basically the president, I guess, was having sex with one of his staffers, I guess has a heart attack, but they needed to still show that the president was alive, so they had somebody who was like a stunt double, I guess act in his place, etc. His name was Dave, etc. Yeah. So, I wouldn't be surprised if stuff like that happens all the time. All right. Don't go away. 1-877 Doc Dolly.
All I do is speak, but you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Gold. Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Oklahoma reminds us there are many kinds of storms in our lives. Nature regularly sends us destructive storms. 24 hours before a storm strikes, people panic. It would be wise to prepare ahead of the panic curve. The food price storm from drought and livestock problems is forecast to hit ridiculous heights by the end of the summer. Wonder if there'll really be a problem? eFoods Direct has a plan to maximize your food dollar and guarantee you'll be glad you ordered food. Until July 10th, buy three of any food item and receive the fourth one free with free shipping. The guarantee. After September 20th, when you've seen what happened with food prices and shortages, if you're not glad you ordered food, return the food unopened for a full refund. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. Your peace of mind guarantee. eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or 800-409-5633.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell? Yes? Okay. Can you sell the intangible? If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. This segment of the show is being sponsored by Freeze Dry Guy. It's never too early to be prepared. We got hurricane season coming up. I want to make sure people have their food in storable containers that are pretty protected. And they're good food, and it's always good to have your supply and your emergency little bunker or storage room all protected and having some decent, yummy eats. And I'm a huge fan of Freeze Dry Guy. That's what we have in our storage. And I strongly urge you guys to get the same. There's some phenomenal discounts being offered for the month of July. Please go to my website, check it out, or go to freezedryguy.com. All right. So when I was out of town, we were on the Dr. Dahlia cruise to Alaska. Phenomenal trip. I'm so excited that the people that were able to come were able to come. We had a phenomenal time. I'm glad everybody that was able to come was able to join us, and we are already planning our 2004 Alaskan cruise. If you are interested in going, please email us at drdahlia.com. Send us a note so we can put you on a waiting list. But I guess there was a lot of publicity over the George Zimmerman trial. I was only able to catch little snippets of it on CNN and Fox News. I had talked about in the first or second hour of the show how I was a little confused by some of the medical testimony because I'm very interested in the medical testimony, how I guess the medical examiner had said that the lack of any significant cuts to George Zimmerman's head meant he didn't sustain head trauma, which didn't make any sense, because if George Zimmerman claimed that his head was thrown to the concrete, you don't necessarily sustain a cut with that. You could have a subdural hematoma. You could have a blow to the head that causes significant damage, concussion, etc. I mean, many of our football players get concussions, and they don't have lacerations to the head. So I was really watching the medical testimony to make sure that there wasn't any unbiased testimony, that it was as forthcoming as it should be. I thought the PA did a phenomenal job. She didn't throw any bias in it. She answered the questions blatantly, whether it helped prosecution or didn't help prosecution, whether it helped defense or didn't help defense. All right. And so we kind of discussed, you know, from the medical aspect. I guess what's happening now currently is the defense now is up, and they're bringing up witnesses that have listened to the 911 call. And the witnesses are listening to the 911 call. Although last week, prosecution had the mother and Trayvon Martin's brother on the stand saying, nope, that was Trayvon Martin. Now there's witnesses on George Zimmerman's side saying, no, that's George Zimmerman. I really think the tape at this point isn't helping or hurting. It's just not, you have both sides claiming that it's somebody else. That there's somebody, that their side is the one that's screaming. Because audio experts cannot claim that the science is good enough for them to use, I'm not sure why the 911 tape wasn't thrown out. Now, the 911 tape is so significant because you hear somebody screaming. You hear somebody screaming, help, and then you hear a shot and the screaming stops. And so it's a very significant piece of testimony. It's just, I don't know how either side can claim that they know who's screaming. Okay, when you scream at a higher pitch. All right, it's just the way the trachea and your voice box works. So to say, well, you know, either side, again, it's a tragedy that, you know, the fact that, you know, somebody died in that altercation, an absolute tragedy. But, you know, to try to go back and say, well, one had a lower voice than the other, so it couldn't be that one, or one was older, the other was a kid. Yes, kids have, children have higher voices. Your voice lowers as you go through puberty. My kid is 13. His voice has dropped a whole octave. Absolutely. And it's still dropping. Is a 17-year-old completed with puberty? Is a 17-year-old's voice that of an adult, or could it still be higher pitched? Okay, you can have both sides argue one way or the other. So if that's what's happening right now in the case. You would think that using the autopsy reports and medical information, this would probably be an easier case to deal with. I mean, I don't think, you know, you should, you know, force Trayvon's mother to be on the stand and have to talk about the death of her son. I mean, that's horrible. It's a shame they had to put her on the stand and make her go through that. She lost her boy. Whether he was at fault or not, she lost her son. Horrible to see her on the stand, upset, etc. Friends of the deceased, and then you have people trying to, defend George Zimmerman. I mean, to me, there should be some medical science. If Trayvon Martin had recent cuts to his knuckles, okay, and George Zimmerman did not, then that means one was striking the other with the hand. If there was any instruments, any bludgeoning instruments, take DNA samples off of that. From what I understand, there wasn't. The gun, from what I understand, had DNA of George Zimmerman, but it was George Zimmerman's gun. Whether Trayvon Martin touched the gun or not, it would all depend on his story. But the reason why this is lagging on as long as it is because the prosecution has to prove that there was intent to kill. If not, then George Zimmerman cannot be convicted of second-degree murder. All right, so prosecution needs to prove, or wants to prove, that George Zimmerman was a vigilante. He wanted to go after Trayvon Martin. He was profiling him because he was black, went after him, and shot him down. That's what prosecution needs to prove for second-degree murder. From what we're understanding, what's been happening with the testimony is the defense has been able to poke holes in a lot of that, such that we are seeing proof of a scuffle. There's injuries to the back of George Zimmerman's head. There's lacerations on Trayvon Martin's fist, which could therefore prove that there was some sort of a scuffle and somebody was getting hit by the other. All right. What I though find kind of interesting, if not disturbing, is I've been watching some of the media outlets. And Pierce Brosnan was in the Volcano movie. Who am I thinking? Why can't I think of his name? His name is Pierce. He's on America's Got Talent. He has a show on CNN. I watch him. He's very good at what he does. I think he's a phenomenal reporter. But he brought up a question that was very interesting. When he was talking to a defense attorney, all right, I think he was talking to a defense attorney. I'm confused because, again, there was a lot of coverage on this, on whether George Zimmerman could be found guilty of second-degree murder. And the attorney said, no. If you don't have intent and this shows that there was a fight, it's going to be difficult. Pierce had brought up saying, well, shouldn't he be punished for something? He got out of his car when the 911 operator told him not to, and it ended up resulting in a death. Should he be punished for something? And some of the other media outlets have been discussing, well, will the jury do a compromise verdict? And a compromise verdict of manslaughter. Now, I don't know much about compromise verdicts, and if that's something that happens on a regular basis, or if you're supposed to be tried for the crime, if you get acquitted of that, do you then get to, do they then retry for a different charge? From what I understand, they don't. It's called double jeopardy. You can't be tried for the same crime twice. So I guess what happens is you could have a downgrade of the charge from second degree murder to manslaughter if it wasn't murder but manslaughter. Okay? So I understand that. And if that's the way the science is behind the law, I get that. What I am confused about is public opinion of somebody being punished for something, so let's compromise and throw another charge at him and convict him of another charge. Now, I don't know if George Zimmerman is innocent or guilty with this. I don't know. Okay, again, it's his word against nobody's. Okay, all we have is testimony that he gave the police. He gave an account. We have DNA. We have lesions. We have 911 recordings, etc. Okay, and they're trying to make a case of that. But is it fair for somebody, okay, anybody, doesn't have to be George Zimmerman, is it fair for somebody who, if he was found to have been in a self-defense situation, all right, is it fair for public opinion to demand that he get punished somehow and then get hit with another charge, especially if that charge basically equates to similar jail time? Manslaughter of a child, a 17-year-old, I guess is equal to pretty equal to a second-degree murder charge. Okay, does somebody need to be punished? And does our judicial system allow for that, or are you not allowed to go that route? 1-877-DOC-DALY. We'll be right back.
Hey, everybody. Listen up. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of us need an act of Congress just to take a poop? Well, filibuster no more, we have Squatty Potty. Squatty Potty helps us eliminate by allowing our colon to reach proper alignment naturally. It reduces straining and therefore hemorrhoids, and we don't want those now, do we? No installation is necessary, and the Squatty Potty easily aligns with your existing toilet. You'll enjoy faster, cleaner bathroom visits all by using Squatty Potty to recreate what humans have done for years before modern man invented uncomfortable toilets. I've used Squatty Potty myself and love it, and they come in multiple shapes and sizes. To learn more about Squatty Potty, go to their website today at SquattyPottyStore.com. That's SQUATTYPOTTY store.com. I promise you'll love it. Remember, healthy colon means happy life.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
There's a huge and hushed up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it, because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real, secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo. And it's not just in response to mass murders of preparing for war. It's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.
Attention, preppers. Think you've got everything? Think again. You need rescue tape. The ultimate emergency repair tape. Used by the U.S. Army on trucks and tanks as part of their battle damage repair kit. Rescue tape is 20 times stronger than duct tape. Rescue tape repairs leaky pipes and hoses up to 500 degrees. Waterproofs electrical connections. And even works right over oily, dirty surfaces. Rescue tape belongs in every prepper's survival kit, bug out bag, and emergency kit. Get rescued or just get stuck. Learn more at rescuetape.com. When you need it the most, will your generator, power equipment, or vehicle be ready? Gas and diesel fuels go bad quickly when stored, and more than half of generator failures during disasters occur as a result of expired fuel. PRI fuel stabilizers keep your fuel fresh for when you need it most. Nuclear power stations, emergency service providers, and ships at sea rely on PRI fuel stabilizers. And you can too. Call 888-776-9373 or visit PRIproducts.com to find the dealer nearest you.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. We're talking about why the medical facts in the George Zimmerman case does not make the George Zimmerman trial as cut and dry. We have a very convoluted case that is being covered by CNN. I think almost to its entirety, for any of you that are very interested in what's going on with the proceedings, it's being aired on CNN. And it is, you know, some of the medical testimony that had been brought up the week before, I had kind of scratched my head on, because, you know, they were showing George Zimmerman's scrapes on the back of his head, saying it wasn't that significant and true. You know, those, they didn't need stitches, et cetera. But when you have somebody in the medical community come up and say, no, that doesn't mean he had a blow to his head from the concrete, or basically insinuate that, you know, usually when it comes to medicine, yeah, you could have a lot of opinions, but there's really not a lot of debate over certain facts. And so I guess there was a lot of confusion over the medical examiner's testimony on whether George Zimmerman actually had a blow to his head if there wasn't any significant lacerations on his head. And for any of you that have ever seen a football game, et cetera, All right, or somebody receive a concussion, or your children, banging their head. Maybe they'll get a bump. All right, you don't necessarily have to have lacerations. So, I really want any medical information being brought up at these to be as, I thought the physician assistant had done a phenomenal job, but you want things done matter-of-factly. Okay, we don't need any bias towards that. I mean, as we could see in this case, many of the prosecution witnesses actually helped the defense, and some of the defense witnesses might have helped the prosecution. Okay, if you're a witness, you're supposed to be completely unbiased, and you are supposed to, especially if you're a medical expert giving medical testimony, you have to give the facts, okay? All right, if somebody looks at the head, okay, if somebody asked me, Dr. Dahlia, if there is somebody who claims he has head trauma, and you see this on the back of your head, okay, on the back of the head. Well, first, I would note that I didn't see any significant lacerations, but I would be concerned, as I always have been, even in my ER days, that there could have been some sort of intracranial bleed or some sort of soft tissue damage or brain injury from any blow to a head. And I would offer CAT scan, et cetera. If the patient denies, the patient denies. All right, but that would be my answer, whether that helps the prosecution, whether it helps the defense. If it helped the prosecution by my saying, well, he wasn't having headache, he wasn't having neurological symptoms, therefore you didn't force him to go to the ER, et cetera, you left it up to him. You didn't have him sign an AMA form, et cetera. It could help the defense by saying, no, the lacerations don't mean he didn't sustain head trauma. But, that's the sort of testimony you give. You give a very straight to the fact medical explanation, okay? Plan of action. And usually our plans of action, even though it may vary now with Obamacare and with trying to save money, the thinking should still be the same. You have a person that claims they sustained some sort of head trauma. You want to document what you see, but you also want to be concerned about what you don't see. Sometimes what you don't see in medicine is extremely crucial. The woman from Georgia that had the zip lining incident, where she cut herself and later ended up needing to have her limbs amputated for a flesh-eating bacteria and had been denied antibiotics. This is exactly another example of what you see is not always what you get. Apparently, she had gone back to the doctor saying, look, this hurts really bad. Something's wrong. The doctor took a superficial look at it, obviously, said, well, there's no redness, nothing, no antibiotics. Well, if you have an infection in the deeper layers, of course you're not going to see the redness up on the epidermis and the dermal layers. So, in medicine, we're trained to know that something could be deeper. And so whether you're for the prosecution or for the defense on this case, what shouldn't happen is medical testimony conflicting. Okay, so for example, medical testimony on Trayvon Martin's cuts on his hands. There are ways to grade the time of a medical cut on a hand. If there were scabs that appeared to be ripped off, and scabs could be anywhere from a day to a few days old, you could even see healing around the scabs. There's really not a lot of debate in the medical community how old a wound like that could be. All right? If there's abrasions and scrapes, okay, you could pretty much come up with a timeline. Now, could Trayvon Martin have hurt himself prior to getting into an altercation with George Zimmerman? Absolutely. But that's not for the medical people to speculate on. Okay, if you're giving medical testimony, you say there were certain types of abrasions that looked X amount old. All right? Whenever I have a person that comes in or when I was in the ER, looks like a recent abrasion, looks like an old injury. For example, I'm not really supposed to sew something that's over 12 hours old because you'll already have granulation tissue. And you could see the granulation tissue. You could see the film, the yellowish, pinkish, grayish film. Sometimes you could see that film of the granulation tissue. So you could date wounds fairly easily, not to the nearest hour, but in a rough time frame. So medical testimony on Trayvon Martin's cuts to his hands shouldn't really be that up to debate. Either they're older wounds or they're newer wounds. If there were old, if he has scabbings on his knuckles that were looked at within an hour or two of the altercation, then that didn't happen during the altercation. But if they were new, fresh wounds with recent bleeding, and you could also tell by the color of the blood and the dried blood, even with bruising, you could actually date bruising. I think they were actually talking about bruising on the defense, in terms of bruising that George Zimmerman had, all right, because you could date, you could time bruising. Okay, initial bruising won't bruise. It takes a while for you to bruise. You could have redness, then it starts to darken, then as the blood coagulates, it gets dark. Then as the hemosiderin in the blood starts to clear, it starts to get lighter. It goes from purplish to more of a lighter brown, and then you get the yellow, and then you get the green, and then the green and the yellow, and it dissipates out. So, you know, my big beef with what I saw with the testimony was that if somebody was listening to the medical examiner saying just because we don't see lacerations to the head doesn't mean there wasn't, you know, a significant force to the brain, that scares me, because if you have a kid that hits their head, I mean, don't just look for a cut, because if there's no cut, that doesn't mean he couldn't have had a significant blow. Remember that little girl that got hit with a baseball? And because I forget the Natasha, I forget her last name, who was skiing and sustained head trauma. They were talking about how she went to the hospital. She denied going to the hospital, but if she did, her life could have been saved because she ended up dying, you know, that night at home. So the parents had seen the story. Their kid had gotten hit with a softball in the head a couple days ago. They went up. The kid was in bed, said, how are you feeling? Kid said, I still have a headache. They took the kid to the hospital, and the kid had an actual bleed to the brain. And they were able to save her life based on the other life being lost. And so, you know, I just want to make sure that whatever you guys are listening to, you get the right medical facts. And unfortunately, it's not the best place to get medical information when you're watching a trial. All right. Because again, there could be, only certain questions that prosecution or defense asks. But this is definitely something that needed at least my attention too. Now, throughout the week, many of you were sending notes and comments on the George Zimmerman trial. One had said, doctor, a boy died. Since the boy was 17, George Zimmerman needs to go to jail. He should have known better than to get into an altercation. One of you had asked about people with CCWs. Don't they have a duty, like doctors have a duty, to call authorities and not step in if they have a gun? I mean, so there's been a lot of back and forth on what should have happened. And again, that's what the courts are now dealing with. I mean, I'm talking about the medical aspect of it. I'm not here to decide if George Zimmerman is guilty or innocent, but it's a tragedy nonetheless. But just, you know, don't get wrong medical information from this and put it to memory. Put it out of your brain, because, you know, head trauma is something very, very significant, and a lot of times you don't see the signs right away. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple, a case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients, targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124 or on the web at drortman.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. I want to go into this next story about one quarter of 14 to 24-year-olds who visit emergency rooms with assault-related injuries possess a gun. But before we move on, one of you called to bring up the fact that people with CCWs should not engage in any sort of altercation because they will be found guilty being the ones that hold the gun. I wish we had more time because I definitely want to talk to you guys on the lines about this. Some of you have had multiple points that you want me to bring up, and it's difficult because I don't want to talk so much about the George Zimmerman case all today. It's being covered all week. There's a lot of different topics that we could bring up discussing this. But, you know, when I was training for my CCW, exactly that. You being the one with the firearm, you shouldn't be considered guilty until proven innocent. But there is an empowerment that you have, and there is a responsibility. And, for example, if somebody is entering your house and you show them that you have a gun, all right, and they decide to leave and they're exiting your house and you shoot them anyway, you can't do that. Okay? If they're facing you and they're coming after you, you can shoot them. But if they're leaving the house, just because you have a gun and they were in your house doesn't necessarily mean you could shoot them. I mean, you do get trained. And you do understand that there are, even in certain situations, you're still not supposed to just shoot. So, yes, you could actually be putting yourself at risk when you do use the gun, because you should be having the training, such as us with, as doctors. Doctors do not get protected by the Good Samaritan law. If I try to help a person on the road and something happens to them medically and they blame me when that, for example, I'm trying to resuscitate somebody in a car accident and, they get transferred to the hospital, they're told they have a spinal cord injury, they could blame me for causing a spinal cord injury during resuscitation when it was the accident. Because the Good Samaritan law doesn't protect me. And the reason why the Good Samaritan law doesn't protect doctors is because they want doctors to know better. Okay? If a doctor knows not to start messing around with somebody's head who could have a spinal cord injury, they should know that and then not touch their head, which always makes it difficult. How do you perform mouth-to-mouth? How do you do that? I mean, we're taught how to do, how to perform CPR when you have a neck injury. We're taught that. But, again, you know, certain laws don't protect doctors because we're supposed to have the knowledge. CCW holders shouldn't have that lack of protection, but they can. You know, and some of your comments last week to me was George Zimmerman, whether he's innocent or not, really got himself into a pickle being involved in an altercation, if that's what it was. Whether he just ran down this person and gunned him down, or gunned down Trayvon, or whether there was a fight or an altercation, many people think that because he was the CCW, he should have known better. Now, again, I don't know what he was thinking. I mean, did the 911 operator tell George Zimmerman to get out of his car and figure out where he is? And did he get out of his car to just look to see where the sign is? The street sign is. Or did he decide to follow him to say where he is? I mean, according to the defense, the 911 operator wanted to know where Trayvon was at. So he took that as an empowerment to go and follow him. Then he claims Trayvon Martin jumped out of the bushes saying, you got a problem, and then started punching him. So that's his take. And again, there should be medical evidence that, like I said, I think medically they should be able to determine that. I mean, I don't know if they did any DNA swabbing of his face. They didn't, because from what I understand, after they arrested him, they let him go. So I don't know how much evidence they took. I mean, did they swab the scrapes that George Zimmerman had to his face and the punches? And I mean, I guess they didn't think to, because it was obvious somebody had a broken nose. He didn't break his nose himself. So, I mean, like I said, the reason why this case is still even a case is because, you know, did he have intent to go after him? I don't think they're going to find him with second-degree murder. But I do think if public opinion wants, if the state wants to appease public opinion, they may go for a compromising charge, which again is, you know, puts anybody in George Zimmerman's case very precarious. All right, because if he killed a kid. Okay? I mean, the burden of proof, even though the burden of proof is supposed to be on the prosecution, it really is on the defense, because he killed a 17-year-old. Whether the picture shows Trayvon Martin is older than him, whether the picture shows he's older, like, for example, you have a kid that's beating up on you, you have to prove that you thought you were at death's door. You have to think that you were in grave danger to put that kid out. Okay, and I know it's a 17-year-old, but it's still a kid. So most likely, all right, to appease the masses, appease media, they probably are going to come up with the manslaughter charge. That's my guess, because they don't have enough to prove murder. Now, is that fair? Some of you think it's not fair. Some of you think it is. A kid died, you think it's fair? It's not fair. If it's self-defense, are you screwed no matter what? I think when it comes to killing a kid, whether it's right for this to happen or not, I don't think there should be, I don't think people should appease the public opinion. I think the law should be the law. But he's in trouble because he got into an altercation with a kid. This is a tragedy. It's a tragedy for the family who lost their son, and it's a tragedy for George Zimmerman. He followed the wrong person. He followed a person who, according to him, turned around, beat up on him, put him in danger. He had to shoot him because he thought his life was in danger because he said Trayvon told him, tonight you're going to die, MF. And he kills, and it turned out to be a kid. Okay? When you kill somebody, okay? I mean, even the mafia. You know, we saw Sopranos. They panicked because when it turned out to be somebody that they probably shouldn't have killed. They shouldn't kill anybody. But you know, there's going to be repercussions whenever you take somebody's life, even if it's in self-defense. Now, we have laws out there that are supposed to protect you with self-defense, but public opinion doesn't allow those laws to stay. You know, there was a lot of questioning on why the judge allowed this case and didn't take it to a grand jury. And certain media groups, even in the liberal media, I mean, had agreed this was political. Okay, this is a case that had to go to trial. It had to go to trial. And even though many defense attorneys had said they would not have brought up second-degree murder charges on this case, there was a lot of public opinion surrounding this. And people were rioting, et cetera. And that can dictate law. So, if you do have a CCW, if you get it, you know, I would just say avoid altercations. Your CCW is to protect you. I know defense is going to say he wasn't looking for an altercation, but, you know, even if he gets off without manslaughter charges, his life is over. All right? There are people that want this man dead. His life is over. He can't, he was at the wrong place at the wrong time, and he killed somebody. And it's, whether you agree with the prosecution or you agree with the defense, it's not going to be easy here on out. And so, I always urge, use caution. So now this report comes out, reported by Fox News, that nearly one quarter of 14 to 24 year olds who visit urban emergency rooms with assault related injuries possess a gun. Many also exhibit other risks for violence in the future. Now, this new study came out of University of Michigan in Ann Arbor, saying possessing a firearm was strongly associated with risky behavior, such as having recently been in a serious fight. Now, as a doctor, I don't know if I agree with that, because most of my CCW patients are using it for protection. I mean, they've never even used the gun. There's no domestic violence, etc. But this is something we're going to talk about tomorrow. Do people, are their lives so full of violence that's why they got the gun? We'll talk tomorrow. You guys be safe. God bless.
We can buy GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule 1 drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.